All right, it's time to talk some Tribe with Bob DiBiasio of the Cleveland Indians. It's brought to you on AM 930, 100.3 FM, WEOL, by your North Ridgeville Convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads, and by Eco Tree Services, your complete tree care company. Bob, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Well, not too bad. Not too bad. Are we still in first place? I know we are. We're Saturday. We're in first place.
We are tied for first. A week ago when we were chatting, we were a game and a half back of the Twins, sitting in second place. Today we're tied for first with the White Sox. Twins are, I think, a game and a half back. We sit with the tied for the fourth best record in all of Major League Baseball, so a good week for the Tribe, and as we head into the final 28 games of the season, should be pretty interesting, although we continue to play at this clip. We'll get into the postseason, which is an expanded format this year, and I don't know if you saw, they're talking about having baseball in a bubble for the postseason. One of the leagues in California and one of the leagues in Texas, so be interesting to see what transpires with that concept.
I have to pause on that for a minute. I was going to make a bubblehead joke, Bob, but I'll move on to something else at this point. I guess, how are the players either responding or feeling of playing in front of no fans? I mean, have they kind of gotten used to that, or is that still something that occasionally crosses their mind? What have you heard?
No, I think it's still odd. I think it's still weird. You know, they're handling it. They're dealing with it, of course. And we've talked about the commitment to discipline that it takes to play the game of baseball every day in this environment. I think we've learned one thing. The players that finally has transgressed into the players making their own noise in the dugout. Sandy talked about that, you know, Sandy taking over pinch hitting for Tito as our skipper, and commented the other day about how the guys, you know, they've taken it upon themselves to create an atmosphere and an environment where the fans normally create that energy and enthusiasm. So, don't know if they'll ever get used to it, but they're trying their best to figure it out.
Are they trying to keep in touch with fans or even with the Indians themselves through all social media just to sort of create kind of a, hey, we know you're there watching, you know, and we're here, there, at a distance, that type of thing?
Well, you know, the organization certainly is throughout all the different social media platforms. The only way we can go about it these days, players – in their own individual way are doing that as well. Some are much more active on social media than others. Guy like Adam Plutko taking foul balls, and a couple other players along with him are autographing them and sending them to various people that they interact with on social media. So, yeah, it's unfortunately the only way at this point to stay connected is through social media platforms, and it's one of the good aspects of social media. You could go down a rabbit hole pretty quickly on any topic, concept, of course, on Twitter and elsewhere.
That's right. Just keep it light and include kittens or some kittens and dogs. You can't go wrong with that if you just talk about dogs for the most part, I suppose.
Unless, yeah. Little kids in baseball uniforms, you're safe, right?
Exactly as well. I wonder how there's new fans being developed through this way, too. You know, that's, kids will remember, I remember when there used to be fans in the stand, that kind of a thing. Who knows how this is going to go? But you guys are keeping busy as now, as you mentioned, the Tribe's moving down. We're past the halfway point. This is a 60-game season, so we're kind of past that point, right? So.
Yep. We're at 28 to go. You know, feel good about where we are. always thought it would be a three-team race for sure, and that's what it certainly looks like. The White Sox and Twins will battle each other in a three-game series starting tonight. We're in Kansas City, and then we'll come home to Milwaukee in four with Kansas City. Starting on Friday night, have an off day this week. You know, you mentioned how do you create new fans and such. I will tell you, our TV ratings, we're always up in the top three, but it's a 24% increase in what was a very good season a year ago with our television ratings. So it appears the families are sitting and watching the ball games together with the hope that someday they'll be able to get back into those seats at Progressive Field. So let's hope spring training of 2021 is without a hitch and get back to some sense of normalcy for next season for sure.
Bob, there's a posting on social media today from Curtis Danberg about the retirement of Jack Efta, who worked as the umpire's room attendant. And according to this posting, he supposedly rubbed up about a quarter of a million baseballs. What's this all about? Talk about Jack.
The special mud. Jack Efta, the son of John Efta. John was our umpire's room attendant forever and ever at Cleveland Stadium. And his son, Jack, worked in our clubhouse, assisted his father when his dad got up in years and took over when his father retired. And all these years later, Jack has decided to hang it up. One of their duties, their main duty, in addition to taking care of the umpires in their little locker room that they have at every ballpark around America, is to take the sheen off of baseball. And you do that with a special mud, and it's a special, truly a special art to do it so you don't ruin a baseball and put too much mud on it so it cannot be used. And so it's an art. It's an art form of getting, dozens, eight to nine dozen baseballs ready for any one particular ball game. So, yeah, that's a daily occurrence at home was Jack sitting in the umpire's room rubbing up the baseballs, getting them ready for action.
Major League Baseball must be saving a ton of money on foul balls. He just returned back to the bags, right, since there's no fans.
Except for the ones Plutko and his buddies are sending out the little kids. But you haven't even noticed as you watch on TV, but the netting is something interesting that obviously there's no conversation about it because no fans in the stands, but the netting goes from foul pole to foul pole. And I can honestly tell you when I've been at the home games at Progressive Field and sit in the stands, I forget that there's even a net there. It's pretty remarkable. The way we are able to do it, and they do it in parks all around MLB, that the netting has not been a topic of conversation, of course, since no fans in the stands.
Bob, we're going to leave you by asking you about the trading deadline. You could just hang up the phone now if you want to, or you could just say no. It's up to you how you want to do that. But we're obligated here because there's some sporting types that will say, but it's a matter of, I guess we're looking for bats is kind of where we're looking as far as what our need is, or at least that talk is.
Well, if you believe everything on Twitter, Mike Clevinger's being traded today, which means it probably will not happen since it's all over Twitter. Who knows at this time? All we know is there's a 4 o'clock deadline. Our guys have done a remarkable job over the last number of years at the trading deadline. adding pieces that put us in a position to get to the postseason. And I trust in them to do the right thing. And if, in fact, they feel that it makes sense. The one thing you know about our guys, if they don't get exactly what they want in return, they're not making a trade. So should be a fun, crazy day. If you love this sort of hot stove stuff, you know, then Twitter is for you on a day like today.
So, Bob, Bruce wanted me to ask the same question, slightly different, in hopes of weaseling out another answer. So is the team a buyer or a seller?
Yeah, sure.
There you go. That's what I said. That's
Absolutely.
What I said would happen.
Bob, have a good week. We'll talk to you again next week, probably on a Tuesday. We'll just work out the schedule because Monday's Labor Day, believe it or not.
Oh, Bob. That's right. All right. Yeah, we'll talk. We'll talk next Tuesday. And have a great week,
you
boys.
You too, Bob.
Go Tribe.
Go Tribe. Thanks very much.